Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Licking County Sports Spotlight here on WCLT.com. I'm Brian Mays, and on the Sports Spotlight, we'll feature a local high school here in the county and speak to athletic directors, coaches, and players for this winter sports season. The Sports Spotlight is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy. This is the Licking County Sports Spotlight, and usually we feature the local high schools in the Licking County, but somebody has to maintain some order within this high school group, and we're happy to be joined by the Licking County League Commissioner, Mr. Ron Bowman. Ron, it's been appreciate to have you here. I know we've been trying to get together for quite some time. Thanks so much for joining us. And this league, I mean, can you put it into perspective? Because people outside may not know just how tight it is with these schools, and just, you know, the competitiveness is really second to none.
Yeah, this league has been together for a long time. We did have a short breakup in the late 90s, early 2000s, but the superintendents and the coaches and the athletic directors all said, hey, we need to bring this back together again. And of course, in 2013, we were able to do that. So it's an outstanding league. I don't think you'll find too many leagues around the state of Ohio that, for the most part, with a couple of exceptions, that they are so close together. You know, you don't have county leagues much anymore.
Right, right. What do you kind of like to do as commissioner within the league? That could be a very loaded question, yeah. But what do you consider your role and duties each and every week?
My role and duty basically is to make sure that what the decisions are made by the athletic directors, that those are carried out and policies are enforced and so on. And it's a great job in the sense that I've got 12 outstanding athletic directors that I work with, and that makes my job much easier.
And we mentioned it is the LCL, but we have a couple of outlying schools. Zanesville's been here for a few years, and we've just added Mount Vernon to the list as well. So neighboring communities, but overall, I think a very solid fit to what the LCL wants to accomplish.
They're a great fit. They really are. And after we brought in Zanesville, the idea was, well, you know, bringing Zanesville in, we're going to attract some more schools that would like to come in, because it was not ideal to have 11 teams, an odd number of teams. So we started looking around, and we're somewhat locked in that, to the east of us is the Muskingum Valley League, to the south of us is the Mid-State League, to the west of us is the OCC. And, you know, we had been talking with Mount Vernon off and on because we thought that would be a great fit. And the league they were in was going through some fluctuation. And when they took New Philly and Dover into their league, that meant a tremendous amount of travel for them. So it kind of all came together for us. We were able to get to 12 teams, six-team divisions. And, you know, we're very happy where we are right now.
And I would think for Mount Vernon, along with Dover and New Philly being added, they're just looking for some stability. And you have that right here because they're so much larger than the other Knox County schools. And now you have an opportunity to really compete with those schools at the same level within the LCL Buckeye.
Yeah, where they work within our Buckeye division, they're right in the middle of the pack, you know, size-wise. They're right there with Granville and Zanesville and, of course, with Licking Heights and Licking Valley and Watkins.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we're that's a very solid big school division, and it also cuts down on our mandatory crossovers for football, mm-hmm. which helps both sides, the big schools and the small schools, because we were having to do two crossovers mandatory, and now we're down to one, and so I think it's benefited both divisions.
And I've actually spoken to people at Northridge and Utica, and I know now Northridge and Mount Vernon had not played. I cannot remember what sport. I want to say basketball, but maybe I could be wrong on that. But they were excited. And yes, they are smaller schools, but there's going to be that inter-county rivalry that geographically. So I think even the smaller schools are looking forward to playing a neighbor.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And again, it works with that transportation mm-hmm. and, you know, middle schools. You don't want your middle schools to have to travel in the middle of the week, long distances and everything. So it works out well, for, like I say, for both divisions.
Now, when you were looking to expand, you know, a lot of people think it's driven by one or two sports, but I'm sure the athletic director is, I mean, you know, we want a nice playing field for whatever sport we're talking about, because we have so many schools that offer so many different sports. You'd like them to have that, I don't want to use this OHSA term, competitive balance, yeah. But I guess I will from a sports aspect. And it seems to be fairly consistent across the board.
It is. We try to only have the one division play the other division one time when we play each other within the division twice. So, you know, it does work out. And everybody, other than football, everybody plays everybody an equal number of times. And that makes our championship in each of the divisions more equitable.
$25 million question. Actually, it probably is a $250 million question. So you probably know where I'm headed to this with Intel a little bit and things of that nature. I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of more growth within the western counties, and it will filter the western part of the county and then filter towards the middle part and then the eastern part. So growth will remain. Do you think that will be a benefit to the LCL? Too early to tell, because I think everyone wants to stay intact, but we also know that Watkins and Heights could be solidly Division One in probably 3 to 4 years.
Well, Johnstown and Granville will probably take on a lot as well. But again, now the assumption is we're going to have this tremendous growth. The question is, okay, we have families moving in. Do they have young children? They have older children? You know, that's going to play into, because we might not see the effect in our high schools for 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
So, you know, it depends on what kind of growth we get, as well as how much.
The other thing that's really impressed me within the schools is the improvement in a majority of the facilities. I mean, really second to none. We were at Northridge for the high school game this year, and I just spent time with Ellie Geiger at Licking Heights, and she loves her new stadium. So, I mean, they've really poured a lot of effort to the kids to want to succeed and compete, but also enjoy where they're playing.
Yes, definitely. The growth in our facilities has been immeasurable. And that's taking place not only at the high school because of new high schools being built, new facilities being built, but also our middle schools now are playing most of the time in past high school gyms, and high school facilities. So it really, it's benefited everybody.
We talked before we came on air about the competitiveness within this league, but also the respect. I mean, a lot of these guys and gals work out together in the off season. They know each other well. They'll battle on a Friday, Tuesday, Saturday night, whenever it may be. But it seems like this league understands we can go at each other, but if we don't respect each other, it's not going to go well. So, I mean, I'm sure you see that even in your meetings with the ADs and
Absolutely.
How everybody gets along.
They really push that, and they do it in a subtle way. I mean, they don't make an outgoing effort to do it, but because of the way they communicate with each other and so on, that's the result. And I couldn't be more pleased.
And it seems like there's a nice influx of folks maybe new to the area, but then you have some of those old timers, and I'll pick on Kevin Jarrett because I can do that. But folks that understood the importance of the LCL way back when, wanting to bring it back together, and then keeping it as solid as we can. I mean, do you see that
Absolutely.
There's a good mixture of old and new?
Yes, yes. We, you know, you've got Kevin, you've got Mark McCullough out at Licking Valley. You've got a good balance between older ADs and newer ones. And, you know, they all, the thing is, they all work together.
Yeah.
And while every AD wants to do what's best for their school and their kids, bottom line is, when there are disagreements, they come together and say, okay, what's in the best interest of the league as a whole? And that, you can't measure how important that is.
And it's sometimes hard to get 12 to agree. And I mean, just ask a jury duty, but this 12 seems to work pretty good.
Yeah. I was talking to an OCC AD a few weeks ago, and I said, Do you meet as a group, or do you meet by divisions? He said, oh, no, we meet as a group. I said, how do you get 36 people to agree on anything? I said, we sometimes have a little difficulty with 12, but, you know, it works for them apparently. But, yeah, our 12, I couldn't ask for more helpful people.
Any concern, and I haven't spoken to a lot of ADs about this, just a couple, but with the expansion of the sports, almost all sports going to seven divisions. Does that impact the league in any way, or whatever happens, happens when you come to postseason play?
Yeah, it really doesn't affect us other than what individual schools as the expansion of the playoffs matter.
I did have a concern, I thought, and when we were in the football season and we had a ton of teams make it, but a lot of them were lower seeds, didn't get to host and had to travel long distances. Is that good for the sport? Now, I am putting you on the spot, I admit it, because I really struggle with 16 teams in the football playoffs. I'd love 12, but I also know some of these kids, it's a senior, it's their final go-around, a chance to play in the postseason. So from a commissioner and maybe even the ADs talk about it, is that a concern?
Below the surface, maybe.
Okay.
But we really haven't had much discussion about it at all because, as you say, more kids are being able to be in postseason play for football, and it is balancing things out a little bit more size-wise. You know, Watkins and Heights were Division I in some sports, and there's no cap to Division I. So,
right.
You know, they could be playing Cleveland St. Ed's or Cincinnati Molar or people like that. Well, there's no chance. So when they went to this top 64 and then second 64 for Division I and II, that helped schools the size of Watkins and Licking Heights and schools along that line.
That's I'm glad you put it that way because it helps me kind of understand the philosophy a little bit better, because I think we can see it maybe in some of the other sports being a little bit more fairly balanced,
yes.
I guess would be the
Definitely.
Right word. So I was going to ask you what the future holds, Nostradamus, but I don't know if it's even possible with so much change on the horizon. Or do you want, again, I'm back to maybe the stability aspect of it. Is that more of what you and the ADs and superintendents try to accomplish?
I think we are at a point right now where, as I said before, we are pretty much locked as far as going anywhere close to the outside of the present LCL. Because, you know, all those leagues that I mentioned earlier, the OCC, the Mid-State, the MVL, they're all solid, just as we are. And I think there's no potential for growth at this point in time in terms of adding more schools.
Commissioner, it's been a treat. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck in the future with the league, and we enjoy carrying and covering all these schools. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate being here, and definitely appreciate the coverage that your station gives us.
This Sports Spotlight was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.